This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian officials claim two of the four suspects charged with carrying out the concert hall attack in Moscow that killed more than 130 have admitted guilt for the incident. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
The four were formally charged Sunday in a Moscow district court with committing a group terrorist attack resulting in deaths. The offense carries a maximum sentence of life imprisonment. The court ordered that the men, all of whom are citizens of Tajikistan, be held in pretrial custody until May 22nd. The fourth suspect was brought to court from a hospital in a wheelchair and sat with his eyes closed throughout the proceedings. The suspects who admitted guilt were heavily bruised with swollen faces amid reports in Russian media they were tortured during interrogation by security services. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has pledged to track down and punish all those behind Friday's attack that killed more than 130, but he has not publicly mentioned the Islamist militant group in connection with the attackers. Details from Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
Putin asserts that some on the Ukrainian side had prepared to help them get across the border. Ukraine has repeatedly denied any role in the attack, which Putin also blamed on international terrorism. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said it was typical of Putin and, quote, other thugs to seek to divert blame. The White House said the U.S. government shared information with Russia earlier this month about a planned attack in Moscow and issued a public advisory to Americans in Russia on March 7th. It said Islamic State bore sole responsibility for the attack. Russian officials have bristled at public comments made by the U.S. on the attack and say its investigators must be allowed to make their own findings.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Poland has demanded an explanation from Russia after one of its missiles strayed briefly into Polish airspace, during a major missile attack on Ukraine. The incident on Sunday prompted a NATO member to activate F-16 fighter jets. It was Russia's third big missile attack on Ukraine in the past 4 days, and it was the second to target the Ukrainian capital. The head of Kyiv's military administration said that Russia had used cruise missiles launched from Tu-95M strategic bombers. It was not immediately clear if Russia intended for a missile to enter Poland's airspace. Cruise missiles are able to change their trajectory to evade air defense systems. Vote counting continues as the Sinhalese were finally able to cast their ballots Sunday for various candidates in the presidential elections after months of political tension and uncertainty. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariama Diallo has this report.
By Sunday evening, most polling stations around Senegal had closed and the much-anticipated presidential election seemed to have gone smoothly, according to most reports. Observers from many organizations were present, including from the European Union, which sent 100 observers all over the country. In a news conference Sunday, Malin Bjork, who heads the EU group that arrived in January, gave an early assessment. She says, this morning our observers were present in 40 polling stations. Our summary as of now is that the poll took place in a calm environment and was well organized. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Dakar, Senegal.
Ireland is poised to get its youngest ever premier as Simon Harris is elected the leader of the country's governing body. AP correspondent Karen Shamus.
Harris will replace Leo Varadkar, who announced his surprise resignation last week. Harris, who's been the coalition government's further and higher education minister, was the only candidate to put his name forward to succeed Varadkar. Varadkar himself had been Ireland's previous youngest prime minister. In his victory speech, Harris said this was a moment for Fine Gael to reconnect with the people. Karen Shamus, London.
Palestinians who fled an ongoing Israeli raid of Gaza's main hospital have told the Associated Press of mass arrests and forced marches past dead bodies. Israel's military says it has killed more than 170 militants and detained about 480 suspects in the raid on Shifa Hospital that began Monday. The fighting highlights the resilience of Palestinian armed groups in a heavily destroyed part of Gaza's targeted areas in the war's earliest weeks. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.